It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain, 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 a wicked rain falling from the sky. Down, 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 pouring down upon the night.
Just in time for Halloween, we've got lots of rain in the forecast, enough for flooding in some areas and maybe even some snow in the mountains. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's also going to talk about how this year's weather has been a global warming stress test that can show us how ready we are for climate change in the Pacific Northwest. First, Cliff, how scary is that weekend forecast?
Well, it's pretty scary if you could go hiking or go up into the mountains because it's going to be really wet. We have a series of very wet systems coming in off the Pacific Ocean, and there's a tremendous amount of moisture behind it. We have this morning one system that's coming through, another one tonight and Saturday morning, another one later on Saturday, and as we get later into the weekend, an upper-level trough is going to sink down through us. The temperatures are going to cool down, and we're not only going to get some moisture, but we could get some snow in the higher elevations. This event is going to be the most significant that we've had for a very long time. Before the weekend's over, some places in the mountains will have 4 to 8 inches of rain. Wow. And in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if someone had a foot, particularly in the higher elevations. So, I mean, this is very significant. In terms of snow, the North Cascades could get 6 to 12 inches. There's a few places in British Columbia that could get a foot or more. The Rockies could get a foot or more. So, you know, we're seeing the first really wet system coming in. And the implications are substantial for the rivers. When you're hit by this much rain, this fast, the rivers are going to rise substantially. And a number of the major rivers in western Washington draining off of the Cascades could hit flood stage. We're talking about the Snoqualmie, the Skokomish, and others. So people really have to watch that. If you're near the rivers, you have to be ready for them rising very rapidly this weekend.
So an exciting Halloween weekend.
It is. And we very much need the precipitation. This event will go a long way to stopping the decline and start refilling some of the reservoirs, like the reservoirs that support the city of Seattle, the Yakima River Basin. They're all going to get significant water from this.
Depleted this summer by very hot weather, which brings me to your recent blog post, really interesting one, talking about how this year was like a stress test for global warming. First, explain that analogy a little bit.
Right. It's quite fascinating. This last summer, and in fact this last year, is very close to what we expect will be typical going forward to, let's say, 2070, so the second half of the century. The temperatures were much warmer than normal. We're talking about 3 to 6 degrees Fahrenheit on average above normal and consistently above normal. That warmth resulted in a very low snowpack. You know, there was a lot of headlines about that, right? And the snowpack dropped to about 20% of normal in the Cascades, maybe 5 or 10% of normal in the Olympics. So these are values of snowpack that will be much more typical by the end of the century. So warm, low snowpack, the summer was warm, as we expect global warming will bring. But on the other hand, the total precipitation was near normal. It wasn't a rain drought. It was a snow drought. And that's another thing that we expect to see under global warming, that the precipitation overall will not decrease, just the proportion of rain versus snow will change.
So did we pass this stress test of global warming?
Well, you know, I don't know if I can give the official score, but, you know, there are some things we did very well and some things we didn't. For instance, our reservoirs, by storing a lot of water last winter, we were able to keep enough water in the Seattle reservoirs, the Yakima reservoirs, and others to provide enough drinking water for virtually every urban area. And actually, agriculture, although it was knocked down a little bit, did fairly well, maybe a loss of perhaps 10%. So we kind of passed the water supply stress test. We did pretty well for the agricultural stress test. But one stress test that we clearly failed was the wildfire stress test with the, you know, large number of fires and smoke in eastern Washington.
So you gave us a B- overall, you said.
That's right. And in terms of what happened in eastern Washington, maybe an F is more appropriate. And the key thing is that, you know, we have let our forest east of the Cascades degrade terribly. They're radically different than the forest 100 or 150 years ago. Originally, the trees were spaced out well. There was this natural grass that didn't burn that well, and fires were very frequent, but they wouldn't be that hot, and it wouldn't kill a lot of trees, and it wasn't that serious. But now we've let the forest overgrow, and so we have these fires, they're catastrophic. In addition, we've allowed too many people to live in the forest. So we're not ready for the heat stress tests for 2070. East of the Cascades, the forests are not ready. That's pretty clear.
All right, Cliff, thanks.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.